Okay. All right. Elk River.
Hi friends, this is the second Against Everyone with Connor B mixtape, and it's just an offering to you all in the holiday season, the Christmas season, or if you're listening to it sometime when it's not Christmas, well, whatever season you're in. It's just to say thanks. I loved making mixtapes as a kid for people, ordering the songs properly and thinking about songs that people didn't know, trying to give songs that might be rarities or hard to find. So that's what I'm doing here. It's just a gesture of thanks. Thank you for supporting the show. Thanks for being Patreon patrons, patreon.com/ConnorBeeb. Thanks for subscribing to the show, talking about the things that are on it. Thanks for reading and buying and sharing Hawk Mountain, my first novel. And just thanks generally for being engaged with culture. That song that we started with was Ben Chasney, also known by his musical project, Six Organs of Admittance. It was the song Elk River, as he said. You might not know, if you're a newer listener, that Ben was on the show back on episode 45. We actually recorded a version of the episode that got scrapped. We recorded it at the great used record / book / weird oddity store Mystery Train Records, which is in Amherst, Massachusetts. And we did it, you know, in this room with all these records buffering everything. It was just a great conversation and a great place to have the conversation. But then we had to re-record it. Still, I had some of these songs that he played there, and one of them is Elk River, which is one of my favorite songs by Ben. You might also know that Ben helped me write the theme song to this show. So I originally wrote the theme song with my best friend, Jeb Havens. We just kind of back and forth with ideas. I was like, I kind of wanted to sound like a sleigh bell song. And he didn't really know anything about sleigh bells. I don't even know if he ever heard them. So I played him some sleigh bells music. And then we went back and forth. We created the original intro, which actually had a distorted sample of a Brainiac song in the middle there. And after some time, I wanted to rework it. So I had Ben Chasney rework the song with me and turn it into something that was more of a nod to my Syrian heritage. And that's the song that I play now. There may be another version of the theme song coming up that I worked on with someone else. And there's also a song on this mixtape with Jeb. So I'm excited to share that with you. But let's start off with a song that Ben Chasney recommended to me, actually put on a playlist for me. Not a mixtape, but a playlist. And that's the song Boomer Class by the Australian band Dick Diver. This is from their 2015 album, Melbourne, Florida.
You've been crying, and look at your hair, you should be living it up. What did you talk about? Oh, you can't be serious. You mean completely dressed in leather? Kids take it rough, don't try to understand. Gets harder when you're getting some again. So he left you the car, it's a boomer class. That bitch better like walking. Something new, but it was always the same. Forever not quite me, but you were never gonna be. No way. Maybe misdirection. Friends will call me misremember, but you can call it whatever. Thank you.
hard for you.
So that was a live performance of What Have I Done by Anna Turnheim from her album Leaving on a May Day. Anna Turnheim is a Swedish singer. I think she lives in the U.S. now. I went through a phase of just listening to tons of Swedish music. A lot of that was brought on by loving The Cardigans so much. Obviously, you probably know that I am a longtime fan of The Cardigans because I think I gushed about that back when Nina Paschen was on the episode of the show. What episode was that? That was episode 239. And I was always seeking out Swedish music, Stina Nordenstam, Eggstone, Brothers of End, which is a Cardigans spin-off band, and so forth. But anyway, Anna Turnheim was one of my favorites. There's a beautiful video of her just singing. It's just her singing with the person playing the piano, and it's really lovely, and that's linked to in the show notes. I'm going to continue on the sentimental and sad front here with a song by Jeb Havens, who I mentioned before. Jeb is my best friend. He was on episode 161 when I was doing a series of episodes on love. And I had him on because we used to be in a love relationship, and then we have since become best friends. That was a really long time ago that we're in that relationship. I was really young. But Jeb, you know, writes these really sad songs. And when you know someone who's writing these really sad songs, especially if you've been in a relationship with them, you're like, did I do that to you? Now, of course, I'm not so myopic or egotistical to think that the songs are all about me. But I know when I write, you know, when I wrote Hawk Mountain, a lot of people from my past or my present, but, you know, people that I've known for a long time were like, oh, that's about me. Like, they over-identified with what had happened in the book. And I was like, no, but your presence and our engagement, I'm sure that that informed the personality that wrote this book, that informed some contours of my creative process and my emotional life, my astral body, and that came out in this work of art. But it is interesting when you know someone and you think that you could have inspired something in them, the way that their art resonates with you. And so this song always makes me tear up. I mean, it might make you tear up too, just because it's a sad song and it's really beautiful. So this is Jeb Havens playing the song Sudden, which is on his album Home Base.
Taught me how to believe. He said, give them everything you've got and then some, and never take more than you need. And so I trusted you to carry my at the time unbroken heart. Promise you'd always catch me all the desperate times I fall apart. How could you even consider leaving me sudden like this? I'm stuck here crazy and playing. No, must be something I missed. Thank you. I'm stuck here crazy, playing. Oh, must be something I missed. And I don't know what I might say. So I'm standing here like a fool as you run away. Just thought after all these years together, I deserve better than.
friends, that was the great violinist Michael White's song, The Land of Spirit and Light. It's a three-part song. That was part three, and that's on the album, The Land of Spirit and Light. Before that was the Van Pelt with The Speeding Train. That is on the 7-inch version of their song. That came out from Art Monk Construction years ago. I don't know how long ago, but Art Monk Construction was like just a cool indie emo label that was around when I was a kid. The Van Pelt, they're a fantastic band. Actually, it's Chris Leo's band. Chris Leo is the brother of Ted Leo. And Ted was recently on the show. What episode was that? Ted was recently on the show. You can tell that I'm stalling so I can look it up here on my computer. But oh yeah, but here it is. He was on episode 217 on Why Punk Ethics Matter Now More Than Ever. I met Chris through his brother, actually, back when I used to set up shows when I was a kid. And I'm very happy to say that we've kept in touch ever since. And he's had this really crazy evolution of writing novels and doing all these other musical projects and then becoming a sommelier and now working with wine and everything. And oh, it's just so interesting to track people's growth over time. The Van Pelt also released a new album recently, and it's awesome. It's called Artisans and Merchants. So I recommend listening to that. Now, I'm going to play a couple of songs that aren't really unknown, but they might be unknown to you. The first one is not unknown because it has, I think, like 28 million views on YouTube, but it's something very specific. So my favorite Irish singer, Derry Farrell, who I put on the last mixtape, he was at the airport in 2017, and his flight got delayed. I'm sure he was at the Dublin airport, where flights always get delayed. And he was there with these other musicians, Jeff Kinsella and Robbie Walsh. And they're all sitting in the terminal. The terminal is packed. All these Irish people are sitting there and just miserable. I'm sure there are people who aren't Irish as well getting on the flight. And so Derry just started up singing. I'll just read the description here on YouTube. So this is what happened. The three of us came into the airport, and the flight was delayed by nearly 2 hours. We could tell that everyone was a little bit unhappy about this, and Jeff, the banjo player in the video, suggested that we play a bit of Galway Girl. The song is called The Galway Girl, in a music session. He played a set of traditional Irish dance tunes on the banjo, and I, Derry Farrell, backed him on the bouzouki. Robbie Walsh, the bodhrán, I'm saying bodhrán wrong. It's actually pronounced Balron, I think. And I'm just, yeah, anyway, whatever. Errant consonants in Irish that I'm still learning. Then joined us, and we had the attention of everyone in the room immediately. I then proceeded to sing a song. I picked one that I thought everybody would know, The Galway Girl. It went down really well. By this stage, my dad had the cannon out, and there is the video footage he took. His name is Desmond Farrell, and his hobby is photography. So if you just look up, if you want to watch the actual video, it's a very joyous video. It's Irish flight delayed, so trad session started between Derry Farrell, Jeff Kinsella, and Robbie Walsh. It's just a great thing to behold. And so, like I said, a lot of people know this. There are 28 million views on it right now, but I'm just happy to include it on this episode. The other song that I'm going to play is also, I wouldn't say unknown, it's just from my favorite album of the year. And this song is by a band called Y Oak, who this year released an album that is all just singles. So they didn't, come together and create a full album of original songs exactly. They recorded singles over time. And the album is called Every Day Like the Last, and this song is called TNT. And then there's a song after that, but I'll talk about that when these are through.
Go ahead.
That last song was by the band Feathers from their 2006 album, Feathers. I don't really know that much about this band, even though I saw them play. They're from Vermont, and I saw them back when I lived in Western Massachusetts, and they played at a place called the Book Mill, which is in Montague, Massachusetts. What to even say about the weird... I'm just about to tell you weird stuff about the Book Mill. The Book Mill is an amazing place. It's a used bookstore that's in an old mill on a river. So you can like browse for books. You can eat at the cafe or the restaurant and sit by the river. It's really lovely. They also would have shows there in the attic every once in a while. It used to be owned by this guy, John. He might still own it, but I'm not sure. This guy, John Petrovato, who was an anarchist who owned this anarchist bookstore called The Raven, which I used to work for off and on. It was an amazing bookstore. I don't think, well, the one in Amherst definitely isn't around anymore, but there was one in Cambridge, I think, or somewhere in Boston, and I think that one's closed as well. But amazing place. The Book Mill is also a place that sponsored an event where Tiny Tim, the famous ukulele crooner guy, whose his best-known song is Tiptoe Through the Tulips, well, the Book Mill sponsored an event where Tiny Tim had a heart attack at this ukulele festival. And that was in September of 1996. And then in November, he recovered, but in November he had another heart attack and died. So I guess lots to say about the Montague Book Mill brought on by that song Alna by Feathers. That whole album is great. I wish I knew what happened to the people that were in that band. It's a really lovely and strange band. Now I turn you back over to Jeff Farina with his song Steely Dan. I put a Jeff Farina song on the first mixtape called Special Diamonds. He's one of my favorite musicians. He's an incredible guitar player. He's in the band Karate and also Exit Verse and the Secret Stars, along with Daniel Higgs and the Cardigans, headed by Nina Passion, both of whom have been on the show. I would say Jeff Farina is my favorite musician, and he's the only one that has yet to be on the show, so let's see what happens in 2024. Here's Jeff Farina with Steely Dan, his song, not the band, obviously. He's not playing with Steely Dan.
Hotels, some kind of strange detention, explanations to myself. What did I forget to mention? That I'm the one who wants to make you feel safe when I am near. So may I supervise the closing of your eyes this time next year. Destination known, navigation tenuous, and passes for a home these days. Some extraordinary tenements, absent stairwells give me one excuse to go outside. Perhaps your building should suffer from the same fate, so that we can't hide. In a band, you'd surrender all accomplishments just for a chance, just to take her hand.
See the sun rising in the east.
If you thought that that was some track you'd never heard by the Beatles, you'd be forgiven. Lots of people confuse the California singer-songwriter Emmett Rhodes for the Beatles when they first hear him, and of course I did too. What a great voice, a great performer, and he died in 2020. Two more songs. First, I'm going to play an alternate version of the theme song that I worked on with another Ben Castle, who's a music arranger and musician and producer here in Dublin. Ben and I worked together with Una Mullally and Derry Farrell and Dave Lea Pepe from Gang Views, as well as some other musicians, on this concert Murmuration that we did at the National Concert Hall as part of a series of events on Utopia that I arranged with Una Mullally. It didn't quite turn out right, this version. I was like, you know, I really want a kind of Mark Ronson-y sort of lots of instrumentation feel. I've got to say, like, Ben nailed it. It just wasn't what I wanted when it was done, and I'm happy with the version that I have now that I worked on with Ben Chasney. But I do still kind of like this version and kind of want to do a version like it at some point, but who knows if I'll ever get to that. So this is the opening song to the show, and then after that I'm just going to conclude, and it will end with a song called You Forgot by Railroad Jerk. Railroad Jerk is a band that some people forgot, a really great, weird, kind of funky indie rock band, and headed by Marcellus Hall, who a lot of people know Marcellus Hall now from his cartooning work, which appears just all over the place. He's quite prolific. You should find his Instagram. It's MARCELLUS_Hall. Marcellus Hall on Instagram, and he's apparently creating a graphic novel about his time being in Railroad Jerk. I can't wait for that. But the song You Forgot will follow this. I love that song for the way it just holds notes. It's like all long notes. That's not me singing. I can sing better than that, I hope. But anyway, it's just such a great song. It's a great song to sing really loudly in the shower, or at least it is for me, as my boyfriend can attest to, because he probably hears me just belting it out in the shower all the time. And that's it, really. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that kind of stuff. Thanks for listening to the show, and I hope you'll share this mixtape with your pals as well. And I hope you'll continue to support the show next year on patreon.com/ConorBeeb, that you'll read what I write, and that you'll continue to be in this conversation with me. Even if we don't get to talk, it's still a conversation in a way. And I really appreciate that. Okay, here we go. Here's the introduction to the goodbye of this mixtape. Thank you.
and the 80s. I wish I could bottle up and sell your beauty. I was just thinking aloud. You're just a grain of sand like me. You're just a grain of sand like me. Heartbreak, guard dog, earthquake, handshake, alright. Mistake. You can't make me cry like nobody does. I'm not your bride, but I wish I was. You forgot. You forgot. You forgot. Forgot.